Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Galatians chapter 3, we were talking about churches that are trying to go through loosening their standards. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
So they should not be in the doctrine of grace as little toddlers on a boat in the middle of the ocean trying to guide it with their own strength and wisdom. Now, toddlers, two-year-olds, can you imagine them just a bunch, only toddlers on a ship in the middle of an ocean, and that boat is being tossed to and fro, and they're trying to guide it? And, of course, they're going to fail and die. Now, grace did not dumb down nor lower the standard when Christ delivered us from the condemnation of the law. Grace released us to be holy, not to practice walking in the flesh. We already know how to do that. So the question is asked, and it's a good question to ask, who hath bewitched you? Now, bewitched is deceiving them by the use of their scriptures. And what artists they are to bring about the desired result by twisting the scriptures to follow their system. Now, that's what Satan did in the wilderness with Jesus Christ. He quoted scriptures to Jesus to try to twist the scriptures. See, the idea of bewitched does have an idea of the occult in it, but not as strong as being deceived. You see, Satan is an angel of light, and his ministers are angels of light. So they twist and they wrest the scriptures as Satan tried to with Jesus in the wilderness. And Christians are so easily deceived when they're not walking in the Spirit, walking in obedience to God. New evangelicalism, Calvinism, emotionalism, contemporary emerging church strategy. They too are tossed about with every wind of doctrine. And how? By the sleight of men. Ephesians 4, verse 14 told us. Cunning craftiness, deception. And oh, I see these churches that are filled with people all across this country and that are rocking and rolling and have cast all standards aside. And I've had people say, well, you know, if you'd do that, we'd have spiritual growth. Well, my friend, what we need to understand, growth is not equated to numbers. When you look in the Bible days, doesn't matter if it's looking at the time of Gideon, doesn't matter if it's looking at the time of Ezekiel and Isaiah and Jeremiah, especially in Isaiah's and Jeremiah's day and Ezekiel. Boy, I tell you what, the temple there, it was flourishing. I mean, they had the crowds, but they had corrupted and compromised the worship. And therefore, in losing the consecration to the holy God, it ended up destroying their country and sending them into captivity. And my friend, this is the problem that's going on today in America. And people are deceived. People that name the name of Christ are totally deceived by this farce. And so we've got to be oh so very careful. So very, very careful of all of this. Now, these are the kind who turn the grace of God into disgrace. Let me say that again. These kind that bewitch you, that by cunning craftiness deceive you, are the kind that turn grace into disgrace. Jude 4 said it is turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. You know, anything goes, hey, you can fulfill these lusts, these desires, because you're not under the law, you're under grace. As if a holy God would design a system that allows you to fulfill those fleshly desires and lusts that had lamb sacrifice and Jesus died on a cross for those things. And so they turn the grace into disgrace. And they're the ones you'll hear that will call us who believe the word and stand true by the holiness of God. They'll call us legalists. Because the devil has changed their thinking into seeing lasciviousness as merely a matter of grace. Their doctrinal confusion is not from heaven, rather the opposite direction. And so, these artful speakers and authors have bewitched many. They have deceived. But you know what? It wouldn't be deceiving if it was so easy to see. That's why we're commanded in 2 Peter 3:18 to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Each one of us had that responsibility to do that. In addition to that, we find that we are to walk in the Spirit, which we'll see later here in the book of Galatians. And if you don't walk in the Spirit, that is in obedience. Seeking the heart of God, you'll find that you'll be easily deceived in this modern day in which we live. Now, he says, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? Well, think about that. Now, again, you've heard me speak on the subject of the King James Bible and the different Greek texts and how it uses the text that is different from all others, that has stood the test of time. And it's probably something that has been attacked more than any, because most of the others were really just put together, even though they've taken some old manuscripts, they've just been put together as into one since the 1800s, meaning that before 1881, they didn't have a Bible, if that's the way they would construct it. But they did have a Bible. They did have a Bible. And they miss out on it. But you see, what's happening here is that this phrase, that you should not obey the truth, is left out of many of those other Greek texts. Dr. Harry Stanley, a very well-educated man, and spent time on the mission field, prolific writer of books, and has just really taken into some strong Greek studies, wrote on the book of Galatians, and probably one of the better studies I've seen on the book of Galatians was from Dr. Stanley. But he made this following observation, which I think is something that requires that we think. So I'm going to read his statement slowly. I don't know if you'll be able to write it down. Maybe you'll need to re-listen to this on the internet, but I'd like for you to listen to it. He says, this phrase, now we're talking about that you should not obey the truth. Who did bewitch you? And that phrase, that you should not obey the truth. This phrase is revealing the result in the life of the Galatians who had practiced what the false teachers had taught them. They had stopped obeying the truth, that since they had been saved by faith, they should live by faith. Now, let me just interject. They had stopped. They had stopped obeying, living by faith, and turning to works. Now, he goes on, says, the other Greek text does not include this phrase, thus invalidating the end result of being taught a lie. Disobedience to the truth is a lie that they're being taught. Now, he goes on to say, having pointed out that he lives by the truth, the faith of the Son of God, they have rejected this truth in practice because they have rejected it in faith. Now, without this phrase, this clause is incomplete. It shows the passivity of the Galatian believers, but it does not reveal the outcome of their passivity. Now, my friend, that is quite a quote from Dr. Stanley. And let me just add, passivity in the Christian life does produce results, the wrong kind of results. Lack of obedience is clearly disobedience. You've heard me say on this broadcast that to not stand is to, by quietness, endorse. So that if somebody comes in and you're watching them break into the neighbor's house, they're out of town, you don't call the police, you don't try to stop it in any way, even though you watched it, you knew it, you knew all this, and you knew what they were doing. To not do anything is to endorse what the thieves are doing. Now, before we had GPS and modern guidance systems, were you ever lost? And you decided to go a certain way while someone else is in the car says, no, go this way. And it ends up, both of you are wrong. Yet your feelings took you the wrong direction. When the map that was in your glove compartment, which people used to carry maps, that map could have directed you rightly. Well, my friend, I use that illustration to say this. Stay in the book, the Bible. It is more important to the Christian that it be in the book in this dark world, for the Word is our light. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.